Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into my final hour for this week. Of course, as we broadcast to the program throughout the weekend, that I hope your station's picking up. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got one of the widows of the victims of 9/11, Ellen Mariani, coming on with her lawyer, Philip Berg. Oh, they don't say the government had prior knowledge. They said the government was obviously involved. So you don't want to miss that. And, of course, your calls at 800-259-9231. I had presidential candidate Ralph Nader on last hour, just so you could hear what he stands for. I am not supporting his candidacy, but I do support ballot access for third parties, and I do support him being in the debates to bring some other issues to the floor. But I do have a lot of suspicions about him and don't agree with a lot of his policies. But there is greater differences between him and the two cousins, the two kissing cousins, the two skeletons, Bush and Kerry. You know, in the last segment, I got into Department of Homeland Security wants systems to help identify suspicious activity. Government Computer News on PrisonPlanet.com. The Homeland Security Department has invited proposals for new software. It's been out for 10 years that would make the candid camera-like approach to identifying criminal or terrorist activity. Criminal, notice. It's all criminal now. Homeland Security's to get the criminals. Secret federal troops. The department's Homeland Security Advanced Research Projects Agency plans on two projects for automated scene understanding. Scene understanding technology detects telltale signs of crime or terrorism. See crime, terrorism. Thereby reducing the burden of personal assignment to monitor closed-circuit television cameras and other sensors. And then it goes on. And the New York Times reported on a federal plan, which they just love, to make all your high school seniors spend hours a day and at their computer hooked into Homeland Security. You have to do this. Be a Stasi spy. This is what they're moving for. And it'll pop up when the artificial intelligence picks up something suspicious. It describes somebody walking by a fence at a school, and it will flag and pop up a video screen of that, and then you're graded. You don't graduate if you don't automatically then contact the police, who are in another state, another city, and tell them of what you've seen. They then access the monitor, look at the suspicious scene, and in case you're not paying attention, they are going to superimpose fake terrorist and fake suspicious activity, computer programs that look real of terrorists doing things to make sure you're reporting. This sets the precedent for fake newscasts and fake broadcasts as, quote, drills, and creates the heightened subconscious perception of massive terror attacks. Simulated terror attacks, making you watch this. I mean, because there's not going to be any real terrorists doing anything. But now it's going to be focused on criminals of all types. This is very sophisticated mind control. Let's go ahead and talk to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, go ahead.
Howdy, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good. Did you get what I was just saying? I mean, did that make sense?
Yeah. Are you regarding... Yeah. Yeah, okay, don't worry about it, Alex. You're coming through real clear today.
Okay, go. But I was asking you... I'm laying out their plan. It's so science fiction, it's scary, but go ahead and make your comment.
I'm commenting on the quote-unquote third-party candidate who claims to be totally unknowledgeable about our right to bear arms and maybe about certain aspects of the English language. I believe as individuals we have God-given rights to bear arms. Keep and bear arms. In defense of me, I have one good book. It's called Webster's Dictionary, and assault is not listed as an adjective. Assault is either a verb.
That's more Orwellian semantics to call it assault weapons. Yes,
and it kind of dovetails with semi-automatic handguns. You know, semi-automatic handguns, they don't deliver bullets any faster than revolvers. So, just a bunch of
legalese. Well, it doesn't matter. Crimes aren't even committed very often with semi-autos. It doesn't matter. If there's criminals out there, more reason for me to have more rights. Great points. Yeah, Ralph Nader, something else. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We haven't done this in a few months, and it's a very important issue, so we're going to be re-airing Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, who's now the owner of the Sears Tower, which they say is one of the next big targets, one of the top targets. The Chicago newspaper reported that that Larry Silverstein and a, quote, secretive group of investors bought it out of New York. We're going to re-air the clips from the PBS documentary America Rebuilding, where he says they blew up WTC-7, which we already knew from the seismographs, the firefighters, and all the rest of it. We're going to air those little short clips and get Ellen Mariani and her esteemed lawyer, Philip Berg's comment on that. Mr. Berg was a former deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania, and we have a lot of prominent people. Bob Dole's former chief of staff, Stanley Hilton, been on the show several times. Suing Bush for running 9/11 represents 400 of the victims' families, has deposed high-level military officers. He told us here before anybody else did about the CIA running a drill on the morning of 9/11 of flying hijacked planes into buildings in New York and D.C. That was how they ordered NORAD to stand down, because NORAD isn't full of traitors. They were just told it's a drill, stand down. We have all these prominent people, FBI translators, FBI agents, David Shepherds, everybody talking about this, and the lying neocons, the real socialists, getting on radio, trying to imply that we're liberal commies if we talk about government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11. That it's un-American to do that. They attack the widows viciously. Women who have lost their husbands and children and grandparents. And it is horrible. It is vicious. It is unspeakable. But they're doing it. And it is just amazing. Ellen Mariani, Philip Berg. Ellen, just tell folks what happened to your husband. And then we'll introduce Phil Berg. And then I want to ask you how it's been to have these vicious pigs attacking you and others.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. God bless you.
It hurts. But I'm also determined. And I will not stop until justice has been served. My husband and I were on flight, as everybody probably knows, to a wedding, my daughter's wedding. I'm on 2 hours into the air before him, and he never made it. As far as attacking, I got a little bit of it last week, early this week on the Scarborough Country. And let me tell you, it won't happen again. I'm trying to be an adult, and I'm trying to be a lady, but let me tell you, they better watch it, because I am not afraid to speak up for you and all the rest of us who have been lied to.
That's right.
Will.
We've supported Pat Buchanan. We've interviewed him. He has totally changed, and even all his supporters have seen it. Now, I've given him over $1,000. I've given him money, folks. Pat Buchanan has really sold us out, and it was disgusting. I read the transcript. I didn't see it, of what he did to you.
Yes, that's okay, because I know in the end it's going to slap him right in the face.
Well,
and I hope it'll be very shortly, because I'm not out for anything political. I'm not out for money. I am out for the truth. And
you've spoken about Bill Clinton protecting Al-Qaeda.
Yes.
So is your lawyer. Let's bring Mr. Berg in. Mr. Berg, what's it been like to watch your client and others being viciously attacked?
Well, it's not doesn't make us happy, but what we have to do is we try, and we are keeping our message straightforward, and we so much appreciate being on your show, Alex, and people like you standing up against the mob in the White House, and that's what it is. There's a mob in the White House, and we have to stand together, and that's what we say if people look at our website, www.911, and the words for the truth.com. This administration has done more to take away individual rights mm-hmm. than any other administration in 200 years. And it's very scary with the threats they keep putting out and the color coding. If they go up to a red alert, they could declare martial law.
By the way, in New Jersey, the head of FEMA, Sid Casperson, said we are all to be treated as enemy combatants, virtually all rights to be stripped the instant we go to red alert.
That's right. And it's very scary, and people say it can't happen, but your listeners have to stop and listen and realize that these guys here, 9/11 could not have happened without the complicity of the Bush administration. The questions the 9/11 Commission are asking, if you don't ask what color shirt I'm wearing, I'm not going to tell you. They were talking all in the past month about whether Osama bin Laden could have been caught or captured or killed at different times. Excuse me. That's not the issue. The issue is what happened between January of 2001 and September 11, 2001. Those are the critical questions. The critical questions are, how come John Ashcroft stopped flying commercial aircraft in July 2001? Why? What did he know that he hasn't conveyed to other people?
Why did the White House call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly the night before?
And how many other people were told not to fly that day? Ellen Mariani was not told not to fly. Her husband, Louis Neil Mariani, who was murdered along with 3,000 other people on 9/11, were not told not to fly that day. I mean, not that many flew. I'm sorry, a couple hundred people flew, but into these buildings. You know, and the government, Condoleezza Rice, we've seen in the past couple weeks, has come out as a total liar. You know, she stated before, we never dreamed of planes being used against buildings. Well, when they finally released that presidential daily briefing, what was the title of it? The title was Bin Laden was, you know, wanted to cause damage to this country. And in the memo, it said they might use planes and explosives.
And now Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, says that she was ordered to falsify documents, a federal felony, where it specifically talked about them flying planes into buildings. And she talks to 15 news cameras, none of it's on the news. Then on top of it, they order FBI people like Robert Wright not to stop Al-Qaeda. This is all on the record, and that commission of Bush business partners didn't bring this up.
Can I say something here,
yes,
Alex? Jamie Gerlich, should be brought forward and testify even now. Because she heard over 4,000, she had over 4,000 different accesses of warnings from May, June, and July. And they took August as the soft one to use for the public. And we need to know what it is that she heard that she said that would set your hair on fire.
Now tell us who Jamie Gorelick is.
She is a member of, is a member of the 9/11 Commission. And Jamie also is a part law firm owner of the Wilma Cutler and Pickering Law Firm in Washington, D.C., and that law firm represents and has financed some of the Saudis against our lawsuits of the 9/11 families in terrorism. Now, what's going on here?
Well, you got Thomas Keene in business with Bin Laden's brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've got the head staffer helping write Condoleezza Rice's book, and they tried to give us Henry Kissinger at the first. Sir, you're a law enforcement type guy. I mean, a deputy attorney general in Pennsylvania, Mr. Berg. I mean, when you call them a mob, I mean, you've got the evidence for that.
Well, the thing is, what we have done and we are pursuing, it's what's called a RICO complaint, Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization Act. That was created by Congress in the 1960s to go after the mafia, to go after a mob. And it fits perfectly with this bunch in the White House. To succeed in the case, and right now we're doing some procedural things, to succeed in the case, you need before, during, and after. We have it. They had foreknowledge. There's no question about it. They failed to warn. They failed to prevent. And obviously, they're covering up since then. If they weren't covering up, why did it take 2.5 years to have this presidential daily briefing of August 6, 2001 released? Why aren't all the others being released? Why aren't all the documents from FAA and NORAD released? The question I put out, because your listeners understand, let's assume for a minute, let's give the government something. Let's assume that even though we had foreknowledge that planes might be used against buildings, let's assume that no one ever really believed it would happen. Let's give them the first plane, which we really shouldn't, because we now know from a tape that one of the stewardesses on one of the first flight was talking from 8:20 a.m., and they have a tape from her for 26 minutes saying how the plane was hijacked and how two people were stabbed on her plane. But let's assume for a minute that we never really, really believed that plane would be go into a building. But at 8:46 a.m., when it got flashed across our screens, our radio and TV and news lines, that a plane accidentally hit the World Trade Center, the government knew it was not an accident. The government knew because the plane was hijacked, and at that point, two other planes had been hijacked, and they knew it. They knew we were under attack. The second plane, the plane that Ellen Mariani's husband, Louis Neil Mariani, was on, flight number 175, didn't hit the second World Trade Center until 17 minutes later. That should never have happened. That second plane that hit, the South Tower, that was the first building to come down. Thousands of people died because of our government not doing anything. Now, to make people say, well, should they have shot that plane down? Absolutely. And I only bring their attention back to 1999. Golfer Payne Stewart. See if we can identify with facts that occurred. Golfer Payne Stewart was on a plane from Florida to Texas. It went off course. When it was off course in Florida for 3.5 minutes, NORAD and the FAA were notified. Within 8.5 minute mark, two fighter jets were alongside that plane, and they followed it to the northern United States. And we watched it on television. And if people will recall or go back in the clippings, they'll find that the word was that if that plane was going to drop into a populated area before it would, they would have shot down that plane. They didn't have to. But the standard operating procedures, what to do when a plane is hijacked. And once that first plane hit, and it should never have hit, but I'm just giving that up for a minute so people can understand. The second plane, Ellen's husband probably, that plane probably would have been in the Hudson River or someplace else, but never should have hit. And you can't tell me that the Pentagon doesn't have top-rate radar equipment and anti-aircraft. That plane should never have hit the Pentagon. And the people in this administration must be held responsible for it.
I have another question, Alex.
I'll tell you what, stay there, Ellen and Phil. We'll be right back, and we'll get more into this. And again, they knew within minutes the transponders were off, and within minutes after that, they would have been surrounded by F-16s. But Dick Cheney, and this is admitted, ABC News, was in control of NORAD, shouting orders over the speakers, but they declared national security on those tapes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Rubik's Cube, Batman's Riddler, and Wall Street. Those are some puzzles I can't help you solve. But I know a cheat sheet for automotive enigmas. And when I come back, I'll tell you where to find it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Not since the Cliff Notes to Homer's Odyssey has the answer to so many riddles been found in one place. Yes, this free bestseller is within arm's reach and solves riddles like, what octane gas should I use? What oil's best? How much air pressure is right for my tires? And what does that little red light on my dash mean? Now, don't look for this time and money-saving books in Barnes & Noble. It's right in your glove compartment. Your owner's manual. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
All right, we're back live. We're talking to Ellen Mariani, whose husband died one of the planes flying into the World Trade Center, and her lawyer, Philip Byrd, former deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, suing Bush for racketeering in 9/11, and clearly that happened. But again, this commission, all they're calling for is a domestic CIA, more of our freedoms, an expanded Patriot Act. It's a giant advertisement for all these people. And Mr. Berg, Ellen, you had a comment you wanted to make. But,
yes, I did.
But remember when Bush, days after 9/11, went and they had that three-minute standing ovation at the CIA, that big celebration? No one fired. They got bonuses and had a celebration.
Well, I haven't forgot when the lobbyists ran through the halls of justice and got all the senators and whomever to sign the stabilization bill. I will never forget that. And who were they protecting and why were they protecting? It doesn't take much to find out it's money for whatever fundraisers they need for the next campaign. But I wanted to ask or mention something to you. I don't know if you've ever heard of Uncle Jonathan Bush. Have you ever heard of him? That's Mr. President's uncle.
Yes, I have.
He is a president and CEO of the Riggs Bank in Washington, D.C.
Well, Marvin Bush was running security on the buildings, and it was his security firm telling people to stay in the buildings up to the point they collapsed.
Mm.
Stay in the building, stay in the building.
Well, I would like someone that knows about this to explain to us, the taxpayers, why a cashier's check was sent to two hijackers from Uncle Jonathan's Riggs Bank in Washington, D.C.
Well, I'd like to know why the head of Pakistani intelligence was meeting with the
House of Senate
intelligence heads the morning of 9/11.
That's correct.
Who wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. I'd like to know why Bush Sr. was having breakfast with the head of the Bin Laden family at the Ritz-Carlton, London Guardian, that morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know why they flew 160 of them now. It was 144. Now we have the actual documents. Mr. Berg, any comments to this?
But when we make these statements, the main media won't cover it, and then they try to make us out like we're the crazies.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, as long as we keep going the straight line, and I'm sure, you know, it's not the straight story, but the question is, like, as you mentioned, you're Building 7. You know, where the tape actually says, I think the magic words there with Larry Silverstein is, we pulled the building.
And then
how do you pull a building? And if we watched it, that means there were explosives in that building already. When were they put there? Why were they put there? And were they also put in the North and South Tower? But Ellen and I can't go there, but we do address the attention to Building 7. Why at 5:30 in the afternoon on 9/11? When the plane did not hit Building 7, Building 7, a building of steel and concrete, suddenly implodes at 5:30, and as the owner said, we pulled the building.
And seismographs picked up explosions. Firefighters told press reporters, get back, we're about to pull it.
Mm.
And in a later clip, they say pulling means demolishing. They show video of it, and he says, we made the decision, you know, to pull the building, so we gave the order and watched it fall. And then pull is the industry term for demolishing. They even say that later. But going back here, why didn't you throw it out at Pat Buchanan on beady-eyed Scarborough country that, hey, why did the Condoleezza Rice, why did the White House call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly to New York that day? Why didn't you throw that out at Buchanan?
We're supposed to be back on there next Monday night. If you notice, they only had Ellen on. Supposedly Joe wants to go with me. Supposedly next Monday. We don't have it completely confirmed yet. But last time I was on with Scarborough about a month and a half ago, I was supposed to be on for 15 minutes. He cut me off after a minute and a half because he couldn't take the stuff I was throwing at him because I brought the basic facts up to
him. That's it. They're panicking. But the point is that, I wouldn't say even, do they tell you what to limit it to? Are they trying to control you?
They try to control. And then also the other day when they told us when Ellen was going to be on, they told her Pat Buchanan was going to be on, but they didn't tell her the congressman was going to be on there. So, you know, what they try to do is they're trying to down us, but also, and I don't care, I can say this, one of the producers from their show told me, remember how much you went against Joe Scarborough? And I said, yes. He said, well, they've been discussing it in their offices, and Mr. Berg, everything you've been saying about 9/11 has come true. I said, no kidding, because the facts are 9/11 could not have happened without the complicity of this government.
Right.
And with people like you and standard bearers like Ellen Mariani, we will find the truth. Can I throw a challenge out to your listeners, because I know you have many of them.
Yes, sir.
And if we go to our website, www.911forthetruth.com, we have a petition on there. And the petition basically says, I'm behind Ellen Mariani for the truth of to find out the truth of 9/11. I can give you the exact words in a minute. Right now we have 9,286 signatures. If your listeners would sign it, go to it and sign it.
911forthetruth.com. We'll come back and plug that some more. And then Ellen, in case they put you back on the show, they're intelligent people are listening, they may not. I want to play the part of Scarborough for a second with you, and I'll behave like he's going to behave, and I'll tell you how to handle it. This will be interesting. Please stay there. There's a lot more to cover. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
9/11 forthetruth.com. 9/11 forthetruth.com. F-O-R. 9/11 forthetruth.com. Go there. Sign the petition. Put it on your website. We need to get a link to it. On Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, you know, we've got your lawyer on with you, a great guy, Philip Berg, former Deputy Attorney General in Pennsylvania. But I want to play back and forth here with you. This is deadly serious, but I want to go back and forth here. Here's Scarborough. All right, we've got Ellen Mariotti on here, and I'm a socialist, but we won't talk about that. That supposes as a conservative who's been in a bunch of weird administrations as a congressional staffer. I'm an attack dog trained in these operations. Actually, I'll stop being sarcastic. Hey, this is Scarborough here. You know, we're real sad about all the victims, and most of them support President Bush and want to defeat the evil Iraqis and Bin Laden. But, you know, some of these women out there, many of them with connections to the Democrats, have been out there attacking the president, saying he should have done more. He should have done more, 9/11. As if he's not doing a lot right now. Now, Ellen Mariani, you know, Bill Clinton had prior knowledge, didn't do anything. Wasn't this just a failure? Wasn't this just a failure? Go ahead, Ellen. What do you say to me?
Are you there? I'm listening.
Respond to me. What are you going to say to me? I'm I mean, I'm guessing what he'll say. That's what Scarborough says to you. What do you say back?
Repeat that again, because I have the speakerphone so somebody could hear it. Go ahead.
Okay. Tell me right now, are you a Democratic Party operative? You know, most of the victims love what President Bush is doing, which isn't true, but he'll say that.
Right. Well,
what do you say to that?
I got news for everyone. If you go to my website, our website, our whole country's website, you're going to find out that I'm neither for or against any political party. Okay? I want the truth. So there, whomever is accusing me of whatever side I'm supposed to be on or against. Go ahead.
Okay, what I would also say is just pour it out real quick. At 911forthetruth.com, you will find out that we're nonpartisan. We want the truth, the 3,000 that died, and that is a disgusting attempt to distract people off the issue of 3,000 dead people, and those saying that should be ashamed of themselves. Then you say, here's the facts. San Francisco Chronicle, he'll try to stop you. San Francisco Chronicle reported Mayor Willie Brown admits he got a call the night before from the White House not to fly to D.C. That needs to be answered. He'll try to go, oh, sure, yeah, right, uh-huh, and then say, oh, are you saying that's not true? Bet me $1 million right here on the air. Don't try to lie to your listeners. Then if he keeps going, you say, why did NORAD stand down for over an hour? Then you throw out at him this next little bullet point about why did Bush sign an order ordering the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure, what's that? W199I. Why hasn't Sybil Evans been on your show? Was told she was told to falsify records and cover up their prior knowledge. Go ahead and jump in, Mr. Berg.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, you can say all you want, but it didn't happen on Clinton's watch. It happened on Bush's watch, and there's no excuse for it because other people other than Willie Brown were told not to fly on 9/11. John Ashcroft stopped flying commercial aircraft in July 2001. Why? What did they know?
MSNBC, you could say your own channel, MSNBC, this network has reported and has never retracted it that the Joint Chiefs of Staff were supposed to go to New York that day and canceled their flights the night before. Answer the question, Scarborough.
You're right, and you know what he'll do? He'll cut us off, but we'll keep getting the message out there. Because the truth will set us free, and the truth will come out because we are pursuing this because we don't want to find out the truth 40 years from now. We want to find out now.
And I'll tell you how to do this, Philip. I'll tell you how to do this.
Please, any help you can
give. Don't tell them you're going to do this, but this is how you do it. From the beginning, you say, my lawyer was scheduled for 15 minutes last time. You cut him off in a minute and a half. Please don't censor me. And then you go great guns, and that may make the controllers, the Pentagon guys behind the scenes, back off and let you say it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. And we did that this past week, even when Ellen was on. They wanted to tape us again. The first time, too, they taped us. From now on, we're going live, because on live they can cut you short, but they can't cut you off. Because they did cut, not only did they cut me short that time, they cut me off. Part of what I said they did not even air. So now we're on live with them. We're not going to take their nonsense. And we will go face-to-face with anyone. If any of your listeners out there have contacts with any other shows, the mainstream media that wants to take someone on, I'll take anyone on in that administration. And
well,
I'll ask the questions that the 9/11 Commission won't ask.
You need to ask him why Sybil Edmonds, this is a big deal, FBI translator, she's told to falsify documents. She read them. They clearly said fly planes into buildings in New York and D.C., she's threatened with arrest if she doesn't shut up. If she does, they offer a bigger job. That's a major felony by Ashcroft. Who did that? And you need to bring that up. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I believe I have to check my records. I believe she's one that contacted. We have so many people that have actually contacted us, other CIA agents, other FBI agents that translate. I'm pretty sure it was Miss Evans who contacted us at the right time.
We're trying to get a hold of her. Anybody you want to bring on, you're welcome to come on this show, and I won't run over you. You can interview them on the air.
That'd be terrific. But also I go out because I know they listen to your show. I know mainstream listens to your show and monitors. And I put a challenge out. Phil Berg or El Mariani will go on any show in this country against any of these conservatives. But you know what? They're afraid to put us on because we're too outspoken. They won't put us on.
Well,
they put on people they can control. They cannot control us.
They're not real conservatives, though.
Well, I know. Well, they're phony conservatives. You know, they're part of that compassionate conservatives. Give me a break.
Can I say something here?
Sure.
When I still want to know why that Attorney General, him and his family, were told not to fly during that summer of 2001. Then, when people found out about it, Mr. Ashcroft refused to declassify the threat assessments and presidential daily briefings to us, the people. And I want to know why. Who gave him that knowledge, and why aren't they declassifying this, these briefings, these threat assessments? And that's what made U.S. Senator King angry at me.
Well, at a bare minimum, they've gotten incredible power and control and are destroying the Bill of Rights because of the attacks, because they let the attacks happen.
Mm.
They certainly allowed it that morning. They knew it was going to happen. That's the bare minimum. The facts are they carried the whole thing out.
Yeah. Sad. And we're not going away either. So they might as well give up, come out, tell us the truth, because we are the people.
And you know what, though? It is so important that people stop and listen. And let me bring up, because I'm sure you have, Alex, many times, as I brought up Payne Stewart, let me bring up Operation Northwood for a second. Because
the official government plan to carry out 9/11?
I'm sorry?
The official government plan to carry out 9/11
style attacks? Operation Northwood was 1962.
Yes.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff, which is now a declassified document, which I have, and if you don't have it, I'll send it to you. The Joint Chiefs of Staff had a plan to destroy American property, injure and kill American citizens, to blame it on Cuba so we could go to war with Cuba. And John F. Kennedy put a stop to that. And unless you buy the single bullet theory, that's probably one of the reasons why they killed John F. Kennedy.
All right, since you raised that, at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, in the 9/11 archive, we have ABC News, Baltimore Sun, from April and May of 2001, months before the attacks, and we have the National Security Archive document, 15 pages, where they call for remote controlling passenger jets by remote controlling, crashing them, bombing D.C., committing sniper attacks in D.C., framing patsies, and it even came out on Frontline that Kennedy freaked out over Northwoods on Frontline. They didn't say what it was, though, and said, that's it, I'm no longer a hawk. We're getting out of Vietnam. I'm abolishing the CIA. And 6 months later, they blew his head off. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And the reason I bring it up is if people can look at Operation Northwood, if you just change the words Cuba there to Iraq, you have the same situation, except you have an administration here who went along with the military or told the military what to do. Again, 9/11 could not have happened. Perhaps the first plane, but I don't think that should have even have hit. The government was involved in this. Condoleezza Rice, she's a big double talker, but when she did testify, if you read through it, and you and I know, she came out as an absolute liar. And I understand, I believe Ralph Nader was on your show before?
Yes, he was.
I think he has called for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney about the lies regarding Iraq. And you know, these lies, remember what happened. You know, we had a lie here. We had a president who was impeached. Bill Clinton was impeached because he lied. George Bush has lied and thousands died. Bill Clinton lied about sex, which probably 98% of the people in the country will lie about sex. George Bush has lied and thousands have died, and he should be held responsible for it.
And I supported the impeachment of Clinton. He didn't just do that. They created fake dossiers, five of them that we know of. They claimed that weapons trucks were weapons trucks when they knew they weren't. They planted fake letters from troops in newspapers. I mean, this is, they are premeditatedly lying to the entire public.
Absolutely. And someone asked, I was on a supposed conservative radio show in southern Florida, and the radio announcer wanted me on for 15 minutes, and I was on for an hour and a half because he couldn't get me. He kept saying, can you stay a little longer? He finally asked a question of me, Mr. Berg, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. He said, if you think Bush was involved in the complicity of 9/11, how come he just didn't put weapons of mass destruction in a truck or building in Iraq and find it and he would have been a star? I said, you know, that's a great question. And I said, the reason he didn't do it, I'm sure he tried to do it, but our good men and women and our military prevented him from doing it. And he didn't know what further to say to me. He said, well, goodbye, Mr. Berg, because that's the truth, because if Bush could have hidden some weapons of mass destruction over there, because there are no weapons of mass destruction, and he keeps saying they might find them yet. He's hoping that they can bring a suitcase in filled with them or something like that. But George Bush is a total liar about the Iraqi war.
Well, that's it. That's why they had to have the CIA drill that morning, the AP reported on, of flying hijacked planes into buildings, because that's how they ordered NORAD to stand down. I got this from internal sources before that was even in the news.
But, Alex, how could they do that? Because Condoleezza Rice said she never heard that they might use planes into buildings.
But they told all the good people at NORAD, Stand down, men. It's just a drill. Stand down. And then, boom, one plane hits. They had to have Bush in public so nobody could get to him during his little speech. Then they get to him. Then it turns out he saw the first plane hit and says he did. I mean, this is incredible.
The only way he saw that first plane hit is if he had a closed-circuit television to it. And if it did, it just goes into the complicity of his involvement. But the best is when Andy Clark told him the second plane hit, we know Bush is not smart. But when the second plane hit and he was told that by Andy Clark, there was absolutely no reaction from this person. And then he goes back and reads a goat story for the next 18 minutes. He endangered, unless he knew, which he did, he endangered every child in that classroom because there was a photo op and everyone in the world knew where the president was that day.
They'll
because
sweep the president out.
Are not controlled by themselves. They're controlled by the Secret Service.
Exactly, and they'll sweep the president out for no reason. Then he flies off to this weird meeting with Warren Buffett and all these CEOs, including 8 CEOs that were in the World Trade Center. They all show up for this early morning meeting, waiting for Bush at the Air Force Base in Nebraska. Then he lands and has some secret meeting with them.
Can I ask something here?
Sure.
I believe at his April 15th press conference, he was talking about when he was in Italy, when they had a conference. Do you remember this? In the middle of July when they closed the airspace surrounded.
They had anti-aircraft guns on the roof.
Right.
How come they did that? Because they were concerned that planes might be used at that time, but they weren't concerned about planes on 9/11.
Well, they never heard of such a thing, despite the fact they were running a drill of exactly what happened on 9/11 on 9/11.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't it? I want to play this Building 7 clip. Now, understand, folks, I have the video from PBS. It's on the website, the clips of it. You can watch it at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the 9/11 section. Now, understand, the owner, Larry Silverstein, buys the buildings months before, takes out record insurance. He's got all these government connections. The CIA command bunker, FBI command bunker, SETI command bunker is in Building 7, right across the street. The building isn't hit by a plane.
We have
firefighters on tape saying they saw bombs going off in all the buildings. Suddenly, the seismographs pick up all these explosions. Before that happened, the news reporters were told to get back. We're about to bring down the building minutes before it imploded. Silverstein goes on TV, and this is a show about rebuilding, and they say that you know, on the day of 9/11, everybody got out of this building, which isn't true, because they had time. Then they cut to Silverstein describing how they pulled it on 9/11, and then we have another clip where they say pulling it means demolishing it. Go ahead and hit that clip. Here's that clip.
Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
Here's Silverstein.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life in this Los Angeles, this part. And they made that decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse.
We watched the building collapse. Now, here's Dan Rather. Seconds after it collapses, he goes, let's go to videotape. Let's show that again. About 15 seconds after, I have the original live TV tape recorded. Here is Dan Rather saying, looks like well-placed dynamite. Here it is.
What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
All right. Wow.
Wow.
Now, we have the seismographs, we have the firefighters on tape, we have them telling people, get back, we're about to bring down the building. That's all on the record. And that was the command center, and Mayor Giuliani said he got a call that morning to get out of the building because it was going to be coming down. I mean, this is incredible. And that's the building that the Bush brother was running the security in, telling him on the loudspeakers across the street to stay in the buildings. Mr. Berg?
Amazing. But yet the 9/11 Commission, have you heard them asking those questions of anyone recently? I haven't. I mean, because it's like they're skirting the issue. It's like they're going to do a Warren Commission type report. You know, they're skirting. If they would just ask, take one day and ask the main questions here, but they won't, because they know if they ask these questions, then the American public, you know, will realize, you know, what's going on.
They should have Silverstein and the police all there and say, okay, you said you pulled it. What does that mean? Firefighters, you told the AP you were about to pull the building. Get back. What does that mean? How did you get explosives in there beforehand?
Well, they probably just put them in 10 minutes before, which we know is not true, because it takes several days or weeks to actually properly put explosives into a building.
A modern steel building had never collapsed in history from fire. Three did that day.
Amazing. We had a fire in a building here in Philadelphia probably 10, 15 years ago. It burned for weeks on three floors. They about 10 years later, they finally had to demolish it floor by floor, because they do not collapse from fires.
Well, they do in New York.
Yeah, when Bush is in charge of security. Yeah, I'm looking on our website, 9/11 for the Truth. People are responding. They're signing our petition. Also, Alex, if you remember, the first time on your show, we were raising money here. We said, send us $9.11, and it worked. It's also on our site, because a half hour...
Stay there. We'll plug that when we get back. Stay there, both of you.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies, because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central. Tell your friends and family to tune in and learn the truth. I want to thank all of our great affiliates out there that truly love this country. Take a few calls here in just a second for our guest, quickly, Bill and others. But, 911forthetruth.com. Sign the petition. Also, donate to help this lawsuit. How is the lawsuit going for racketeering against Bush?
Right now, we're in some procedural things. Stay tuned. About 2 weeks from now, we'll have something to break with you.
Well, I definitely want to have you back on at that time. Ellen, closing comments before we take a final call or two.
I just want people to know that it isn't political at all. There is nothing political here. We want answers. That's what we want, so it never, ever repeats itself.
Well, the people that are political trying to protect their rear ends try to put this out there. The facts are the facts, and it doesn't change the facts.
What I'm talking about is this isn't political as far as I'm concerned.
No, I totally agree with you. I agree. They're the ones that are political.
That's right.
They're making it political. Look, the big thing is people have to realize if there was nothing to hide, what are they hiding? Why did Bush and Cheney not want the 9/11 commission? Why are they stonewalling the commission? And why? And now, supposedly, the report from the 9/11 commission, before it's released, has to be reviewed by the White House. Give me a break.
Yeah, that's your so-called independent commission. It's like having Heinrich Himmler investigate Hitler.
That's
and
correct.
I got one more thing to add to that. Why did they take my wrongful death lawsuit and block all evidence if they're not guilty and know something?
And it's been in the foreign news that they've offered families payoffs to shut up. And then you don't get any of the insurance money, none of it, if you don't shut up.
Well, that's it. Those people that signed the thing, which Ellen didn't, went into the fund, had to say they will not sue the airlines, the port authority, the government, or anyone. And the thing you mentioned first is how World Trade Center 7 was cleared. How about all of the World Trade Center? It was cleared. Everything was shipped over to New Jersey. All the steel has now been sold to China. As I mentioned many times, we should have brought in the TV show CSI. We would have gotten a better investigation than we've gotten from the bunch of investigators.
Well, that's it. That's it. Real quick, Bill in Florida. Bill, go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I was really just hanging on to hear the show, but I just want to say how much I admire both of those people. Real quickly, a friend of mine lives in New York. He was walking down 6th Avenue when the planes hit. He saw a... Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Okay, he saw a military plane circle the World Trade Tower and take off, and he said it was silver, it had no numbers on it, it was below the level of where the planes hit.
Oh, my God.
I just wondered.
Yeah,
that
plane was caught on video. Thanks for the call, and I'm sorry to Nikki.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to Nikki and Keith and all the other callers. We'll have to have you guys back up on the broadcast. Ellen Mariani, I appreciate your courage.
Thank you, Lionel.
Carol Berger, Berg, I appreciate your courage. Both of you, God bless.
Thank you so much, Alex.
You bet. Take care, my friends. Again, folks, you need to find out the truth about 9/11. You need to get my video, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of it, The Masters of Terror Exposed. You need to get these videos. I authorize you for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes to make copies of my films, to get them out there on Access TV, to give them to your police chief, to give them to your pastor, to give them to your rabbi. Now is the time to wake people up to face the horror. You're listening to the former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania saying that they were involved in 9/11. Only an idiot who looks at the evidence would say otherwise. Get the videos. Find out what we know. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our secure, safe shopping cart. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Time. And back on Monday, 11 to 2 during the day. To all of our affiliates, sponsors, listeners, the great folks running the show, Stephanie doing a fabulous job. All of you have a great weekend and get out there and fight for this country. They're killing our country. They're taking our freedoms. They are the terrorists and they will pay.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.